Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, where we're going to take a look back at the Green Bay Packers and a look ahead against the San Diego Chargers. We're going to start out by looking at cornerback Jalen Ramsey and some of the physical plays that he had, two of them back-to-back. Let's take a look. At the bottom of the screen, watch the jam that he gets at the line of scrimmage on Randall Cobb. He actually disrupts both wide receivers, falls back into coverage, making the job easy for Prince Amukamara, and then also able to do his own job, to play the shallow zone, come up, and make a tackle. Excellent play by Jalen Ramsey. Now the very next play, Jalen Ramsey is in the slot at the top of the screen, and it's Randall Cobb. It's a designed underneath throw to Jordy Nelson, and Randall Cobb's job is to block Jalen Ramsey. Look at Jalen Ramsey's approach. He attacks Randall Cobb. Doesn't make the tackle, but I love this. This is a statement play to let a wide receiver know, I'm going to play the game physically, and I'm going to be here all day. Allen Hurns, maybe one of the best route runners in the National Football League, and watch the job that he does here at the bottom of the screen. Little stutter and go, but he sells the stutter completely. The defensive back fights completely and allows Allen Hurns to get wide open for a big completion that led to Julius Thomas's touchdown. Allen Hurns once again on the slot on the right side this time. Watch this route. Ooh, leaving the defensive back in the background. And that allows him to get completely wide open for an easy throw to Blake Bortles and a significant gain on offense that led to a field goal. Now looking ahead at the San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers is going to be without a high-level wide receiver in Keenan Allen. Tore his ACL against the Kansas City Chiefs in the opener. Big loss for Phillip Rivers. Let's take a look at the play where he tears his ACL. There's Keenan Allen coming into the screen in the end zone shot. And I'm going to go frame by frame. There's the right leg. See it turn and bend, and it wobbles. That was it. Torn ACL right there. With the loss of Keenan Allen, expect the Chargers to rely more on the two running backs, Danny Woodhead and Melvin Gordon. And Danny Woodhead is not a big running back, but a very effective one. Shifty and small, sometimes hard to find. Here he gains 10 yards on his way to a San Diego Chargers touchdown. And Melvin Gordon. I couldn't believe it when the final stats came out last year that Melvin Gordon was without a touchdown his entire rookie season after being a high draft pick from the University of Wisconsin. But against the Kansas City Chiefs, he scored two of them. And from watching his college film, he is a talent, and it looks like he's found a groove in his second year. And Danny Woodhead is also a dual threat. He is a favorite of Phillip Rivers in the passing game, as you can see right here, gaining 10 yards out of the backfield. Here's a look at Danny Woodhead's numbers for his game against the Kansas City Chiefs. 16 rushes, 89 yards, 5 catches for 31 yards, combined touches, 21 of them for 120 yards. Guarantee you Danny Woodhead is going to be a primary factor in the Chargers' offensive game plan this week.